At issue is the state's hydraulic code, which dictates how permits are issued for any project that touches a waterway, things like docks, culverts, and bulkheads. The law's main purpose is to protect fish and their habitat.
It is what sets the standards, and it's really the gatekeeper for environmental protection in the face of development and construction projects.
Amy Carey is executive director of an environmental watchdog group called Sound Action, which aims to enforce the law. She's concerned it'll be watered down with updated rules that are meant to streamline the permitting process and that could create new loopholes.
One example is they've proposed a simplified permit, which they've not yet willingly defined. What project might that be?
But Pat Chapman with the Department of Fish and Wildlife says the changes are only meant to make it easier to apply for and review the permits. He says the protections in the law will remain as strict as ever.
The end result is going to be that we're going to meet our statutory requirement to protect fish life.
People can learn more at a statewide series of 6 public meetings that begin this week. The first one is in Mill Creek. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.